Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, Dave, a couple of ticket techs. I got an interesting Lions power stat. We'll get back to the Tigers at 5. David, what's coming in? Anything good?
Yes, I think Moore wanted more money until the spanking by Texas where he lost all his leverage. So, yes, he signed this week.
But time out. He already had agreed to terms, 5 at 30 in January. There's no scenario you're renegotiating. I don't buy that at all.
Yeah, I think that it was probably just some details that they had to work out. What are our out clauses that he would accept?
And if you don't like Rico saying that, then just argue it. Say why that wouldn't be a reasonable thing to ascertain.
Moore was operating on the concept of a contract.
Wow.
Someone else says,
"Ah, to hell with it." All right.
Someone else says, "I was listening to you guys and I forgot Santa was the name of the president. I'm like, WTF is the clause doing with the head coach of Michigan?
What's wrong with Valeni? He's losing his mind." No, seriously.
He was confused there.
From the reindeer district.
From J-Dub. He says, "The president can wear a jersey if he wants to. Who made y'all the wardrobe police?"
That's all
people.
Oh, guys, you don't have to get that serious.
Not even
it's
that serious.
It's just the idea you're supposed to be above acting like a 12-year-old. And I honestly, I just haven't really seen that before. The photo's hilarious. And by the way, Ward looks miserable. Okay. Santa is smiling like he just won Homecoming King. Ward looks miserable. If you can't find humor in the photo, that's a you problem.
Jersey Giant, love it. That is classic East Lansing. Love you, Mike. Love you, Rico. Johnny from Ipsy.
Late 90s, Kenny belonged there. Well, now, he would have failed out after one semester. Who are we kidding? But you belong there.
But every time I go up there, I try to get a little, I bring Kenny back so he can experience Jersey Giant.
Someone's asking this question. Is the better question, why are they deciding now to sign him with the NOA? Would that imply Moore is cleared?
Couldn't speak to it. I'm not so much going to go there as I would say maybe that this wasn't supposed to get out. Remember, the only thing Michigan wanted you to believe was that he was at a desk signing a piece of paper in ink, not crayon, in January. Then the story broke. Then Ward inexplicably went podcast mode. They were going to have to get something signed. If you asked me, okay, everything's all good, sign Johnny Porkfats, or here's our out clauses. It doesn't matter if it's good or not. Let's button this up. We look stupid right now. I'm always going to go choice B because I'm a cynical person. Doesn't mean I'm right. I'm just very self-aware.
Would that out clause be called a Santa clause?
Okay, you know what?
You know what? I'm going to give it to
That's
him.
Not bad. It that really isn't.
Kenny?
That's some of Kenny's finest work.
Hercules.
All right, here is your Lions power stat. Now, I said last Friday in Vegas, I think the Lions are winning the Super Bowl. Lions get out to a 1-0 start. I happen to believe you're going to beat the Bucs this week because the Bucs are coming up here where their whole secondary is injured, dead, including all-pro safety Antoine Winfield Jr. Rico, Kenny, David, and the listeners at large, is this something or nothing? That's all you need to do. Okay. Something or nothing. Per ESPN Stats and Research. The Lions are only the fourth team in NFL history to start with two playoff rematches from the previous season. The first three teams that opened their season with back-to-back playoff rematches from the year before, the 66 Packers, the 84 Niners, and the 07 Patriots. What do those teams have in common? They all went to the Super Bowl. Something or nothing. I'm pot committed. We're going to the Super Bowl. But if I can find something that supports my mania and my ridiculous opinion, here it is. Look, I mean, the 07 Patriots were the greatest team in the history of the league. They just didn't win the Super Bowl, but the 84 Niners did, the 66 Pack did. Something or nothing, just a little fun. Deflator. There it is.
Just play the sound effect. We don't even need to hear what Rico has to say.
85 and sunny. We got a baseball team and a wild card chase. I'm trying to sell Super Bowl.
He asked me one question, and I immediately he jumped and went to the other side and just left me stranded.
Mike, it supports. What can I say? It supports your thing. I think it's ridiculous, but it works.
It works. Sure. All right, so Rico's saying it's ridiculous, option C.
It's ridiculous, but yes, it could be something, yes.
Kenny, something or nothing?
Absolutely something. You're already planning the parade route. The queue line might not be working, but it's okay.
We will have the queue line working by February. All right. It'll be fine, I think. Maybe. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
I'll tell you this, the queue line will be done and fixed before the district.
That's a flag.
David, something or nothing?
No, it's
damn
nothing.
It.
It's nothing.
Really? You don't get the sound effect?
I'm not going to play it for myself. I mean,
it's cute. It's fun. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Sure. It is.
You know what, Mike? I can't argue that because of the data says it. You got three, it works.
After we move to 2-0, though, I'm going to be able to say we're going to have a playoff party Monday. We start 2-0, we're in.
I'm trying to think, but do the Packers actually count?
What do you mean?
Yeah. No, I was just trying to think Super Bowl era. Yeah.
Yeah, that would count.
66, they won the Super Bowl. Yeah, 84, okay. Niners, privilege, won Super Bowl. 07, Patriots. Jeez, who did that team lose to?
Eli Manning.
Hate to see it. I just...
Wait, you mean Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer?
Yeah. Two-time.
Yeah. Two-time Super Bowl champion, future Hall of Famer.
And a 500 quarterback.
Eli Manning.
Middling stats.
Respect.
I'm not putting nothing on that name. If his last name was... That's Eli. That's actually Daniel Jones. All right, I just... It's something, damn it. It's something because... Any piece of positive, like, momentum in this magical year of Lions football, I'm bringing it to the table. Rico, it's you just got to step aside. It's our time. You've had your chances. It's not my fault.
You know, I'm
you
not.
You had Jimmy G.
I'm not the enemy. You asked me. I agreed. I thought it was ridiculous, but sure.
You're Drago.
I'm Drago?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if he dies.
See?
He dies.
See? David, give me a few ticket texts and we'll move on. But I'm choosing to believe this is something. the sports gods owe us. After, look, think of this. The Red Wings are the Minnesota Twins. The Tigers are the Washington Capitals. We are owed from the heartbreak of spring and Kenny's failures. We're owed things in this town. The Wings collapse is the Minnesota Twins collapse. Mm-hmm. The Capitals, having no business, mystically, with a horrible run differential, goal differential. Oh, Mike, they've got Holtby. What, not Holtby. What the hell's their goalie? Who's the guy who goalied the Wings?
I remember his name.
Not Holtby.
No, Holtby was like six years ago.
I know. Tom Barrasso. Whatever. The
point, Ron Tugnut.
Right, exactly. But it's, we are owed. This is something. Okay. It's something. So
Tigers make the wild card. Lions make the Super Bowl. Okay.
That's our give. That's our comeuppance for 10 years of having the worst winning percentage of any four sports.
No, because you know what would then happen? The sports gods would say, only one can win.
That's fine. So. Right now, if any Detroit sports fan could sign a piece of paper that said Tigers or Lions, only one can win, you don't think they'd sign it?
No, they would sign it.
We had a 375 win percentage over a decade.
No, they would sign it, but either the Tigers are World Series champs or Lions win the Super Bowl.
I know, when the Lions win the Super Bowl, the problem would be if that happens. We would cease to exist.
Right. I would shake hands and say, Mike, it was nice knowing
you. The meteor takes us out.
Yep. At that point, I would say, Mike, I normally don't do the cigar. Hey, let's just have a cigar.
What would that be like? Like, if they won the Super Bowl, can you?
No.
Yeah. Kenny flipping a police cruiser?
I was about to say,
this isn't 84.
At that point, man, shout out to all the law enforcement officers because, yeah, there is no off day. Everybody's in, all hands on deck.
Poor caller DJ, forget it.
And DJ would be on top of the city county statue.
Hey, by the way, how did Ford Field accomplish fake LED roof and we never got the real one at LCA?
Read something.
It looked beautiful.
Read something.
Ford Field had a pretend LED roof. It looked great on Sunday night. Why can't we have a fake LED roof at LCA?
It'll be there for the Pistons home opener.
People won't.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.